What fucking time is it? Seven. Well, shit, boo. Come on back to bed. Huh? PM. We slept all day? What are you hollering for? Keep it down. I am speaking at a slightly louder than indoor level, Seth. Wake the hell up. You slept in. What? Oh. Sugar, don't let him bully me. Come back to bed. Yeah, boo. Come back to bed. Wait, no. Come on. We need to get our shit together and, like, think. Oh, why couldn't it have all been a dream? Hey now, you weren't too mad when you were all snuggled up making a boo sandwich earlier. I ain't never seen you cuddle somebody like that before. Certainly not in this bed. What? Hey, come on now. I was just really exhausted. It wasn't like a thing or nothing. No, of course not. Never that. Right. Hi. I think I'm the reason you boo here, woke you guys up. Huh? Y'all hear something? Shit. Sounds like we got rats. Strange, ain't it? That's all right, though. We got ways of dealing with rodents. Ain't that right, Boo? 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 Don't leave me hanging here. Scare him. Hey, Rhett. My Boo just about blasted you right out of your damn shoes last night. Should have clapped you up and left you laying in a puddle. Clapped up. Seth. Please, that's inappropriate. You know, like his cheeks. Stop. You're gonna give that little shit ideas. Only clapping he deserves is the round of applause he'll get when he gets the hell out of our apartment. About that, this sorta is, it's kinda where I've been staying. Oh, hell. We really do have rats? Sorry, I just... I ain't really got anywhere else to go. And I've been working for Miss Jessie. Well, she said I could stay here, and I really don't want to cross her, so I just went with it. Ugh, gross. It's whatever. We're not going to be here that long anyway. About that, Jessie mentioned that she had a plan and left a while ago. She does that a lot.
Oh, she abandoned you too? Join the club.
Well, she said she'd text me when,
Wait, you've got her number? She texts you?
Well, of course, I'm her rat. Charlie, maybe now isn't the time. Is it ever the time?
With you? I mean, not really, but here we fucking are.
Right. Well, I want to help Jessie with Derek. And the way I see it is, the enemy of your enemy is your friend. Right? I know you guys hate my guts. And you have every reason to. I'm not going to convince you any different. If you want Derek taken care of, our best bet is working together.
Uh, I guess even a broken clock is right twice a day. Which is to say, you ain't wrong, Charlie. All right, then. If this little collaboration is what it takes to wrap up this chapter, then so be it. I'm just ready to turn the page. We can handle our business and move on with our lives.
So, did she tell you exactly what this plan of hers was, or,
Well, she was light on the particulars. Just said that I needed to check in on yous guys and make sure you hadn't run off, or, her words, weren't still crying. Like I said, she said that, not me, don't shoot the messenger. She said she'd be back soon and would fill y'all in.
Well, that's suitably vague. Is there anything else we need to know?
From me? Well, like, need is a strong word, but, if there's anything you want to ask me, I could probably answer some questions.
What are you, some kind of NPC?
Jesus, Charlie, get the hell—
Well, hold on, wait a minute, Al. Maybe getting some more information would be useful. And this time, you don't have to beat his ass to try and get it.
Oh, what? Where's the fun in all that?
All right, fine, you pick this rat's brain. I'm gonna go shower or something. There he goes. You'd think he'd pick up on the good cop, bad cop thing, but I don't think he watches a lot of crime dramas. All right, Chuck. I want to know what the hell's been going on. From the point me and Derek were locked up till now. How did all of this happen?
Oh, geez. Okay, that's a big one. All right, well, I don't know everything, but from where I've been standing, here's what I've seen. For a hot minute, we just thought that you and Al had tried to pull some kind of hostile takeover, knock off Derek and take his spot. But things just weren't adding up. Y'all were treated like royalty around here. You could have had anything you wanted out of him. So it just seemed like, I don't know, like it would have been easier just to wait him out and wait for him to fuck off. And he'd let you guys take over rather than having to catch a body, you know? But Derek started to get the word out that you two were trying to steal from him and stuff. Honestly, he should have just said nothing because in the end, he just looked like some loser who not only got sliced up, but was so foolish that his favorite boys could steal right from under his nose. So, for a while, we just sort of laid low. But after a few months, Derek said business needed to pick back up even if he was still inside. The boys were dragging their feet, though, and, I mean, I guess the thought was that if we did start selling again, we would just keep the money for ourselves. But Derek must have known better. Because the moment we started moving product reliably again, he got a hold of some kind of hotshot lawyer and his case went up in flames in no time. Don't know how he managed that, but he did. The thing was, it took a hot minute for us to start getting that product, and we chalked it up to bumps in the road because Derek wasn't around. But once Jesse found me, I realized that she was the reason. She was efficient, didn't need a whole crew, and she never stayed in one place long enough to get got. I had the impression she wanted to make a fool out of Derek, and she must have kicked the hornet's nest because when he came back, he was meaner than ever. At this point, there's been a lot more blood than there ever was before, and he's handling it all himself. So the guys are scared, and they're following orders, so the only thing keeping Jesse from an outright takeover is the fact that she's less likely to, delete them off the face of the earth. And now, here we are. Oh, shit. If Dirk is more hands-on than he used to be, where does he stay? What does he do?
Well, he's got two spots. The basement at Ed's bar. That's his tried-and-true base of operations still. And I guess, I mean, he took a real shine to the train yard clubhouse you and Al set up. That shit's like a fortress now.
Oh, hell. Yeah, Sugar. It was like, honestly, it was like two kids trying to build the ultimate clubhouse. Just a little escape from all the bullshit. The way we had it was just like, honestly, it was just a fun spot to go hang out. But when the gang figured out how useful it could be, well, it turned into a base. I'm not surprised they kept on adding to it. That would be an entire ordeal if Derek was there.
You got any other questions?
No, not really. Ask him about my mom. Sugar, it feels like the less I know, the better at this point. But, sure. How has she been?
Oh, well, it's weird. She doesn't really, she's just not like she was before. You know, before she left Derek. I don't know. She just seems like she's, oh, well, she's here. That's what it seems like. And she needs help carrying some stuff.
Sugar? You sure? I mean, look, I know you don't need me to babysit you. I just... Yeah, I gotta roll out of bed anyway. All right, just be careful if you're gonna go help her, all right? Hey, why are you looking at me like that? You're precious to a lot of people. Well, at least two, for sure. Hey, Al wouldn't let me live it down if I didn't at least tell you to be careful. And the walls are thin, so he's probably heard all of this.
He's right. Love you, boo. Stay frosty. And take Charlie with you. Charlie, you let anything happen to them, you're a fucking dead man.
Oh, yes, sir. Al, Alphonse.